It took a couple of weeks for me to even speak on this, but I guess it's just the best time to let it out right here, right now. Perhaps some of you, my loyal listeners, can relate to this. You are basically estranged from your family for whatever reason. And you don't really understand how estranged you are until you find out that a family member of yours passed away. And it wasn't the fact that the family member passed away, but the family member passed away and you didn't get not one single notification from it. And that's what happened to me, but what else is new, right? A couple of weeks ago, Facebook, scrolling, came across a notification that my uncle had passed away. What I didn't realize until I went deeper was he passed away back in June of 23. Not one single person informed me. Not one single person reached out. And maybe it's revenge on their part because I didn't inform anyone, or should I say give any details of my mom passing, even though that was my mom's wish, something that they would never understand, and I don't owe an explanation, but it still stings to this day. The last time I saw my Uncle Junior, born Willie LaVon D. Hobson, was at my brother, his nephew's funeral in October 2022. And to find out that he passed away barely a year later. And here it is, I find out almost a year later that he then passed, been laid to rest, the whole nine yards. It stings. It stings. As if the frustrations of life isn't already beating the hell out of me, if you will. I had three uncles, now I only have one. So with that said, Uncle Junior, you continue to rest well. Till we meet again. Episode 715 of Eric's Editorial Podcast is now in the books. Please remain safe, blessed, and privileged for yourselves and your families. Until the next episode, I'll see you later.